I'm so excited to tell you about Delete Me, the sponsor of this podcast. Have you ever Googled yourself? It's so frustrating that things like our name, email address, phone number, and even the list of our relatives are being sold online by data brokers. This poses a considerable threat to our privacy, especially if our personal info ends up in the hands of scammers or stalkers. I wanted to put an end to this, which is why I went to joindeleteme.com and signed up for Delete Me. Delete Me's privacy experts comb through the countless data broker websites looking for places your data shouldn't be, remove it, and send you a report on what they've done. They do this all year round, so I don't have to think about it. Since I opened my Delete Me account, I feel better knowing my info isn't easily available online to be used against me for fraud, harassment, or identity theft. You can get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/protect. Go to joindeleteme.com/protect. That's joindeleteme.com/protect.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Right, straight into it. Bow. Hello and welcome to Hybrid, powered by Chingsi Media. Right, I'm here for every word from Arteta's post-Olympiacos presser. There was plenty for Mikel Arteta to discuss after we beat Olympiacos 2-0 in our first home Champions League game of the season. In his post-match press conference, he was asked about the performance, Martin Odegaard's display, squad depth, Victor Gyökeres, Gabriel's fitness and more. On his thoughts on our win tonight, well, very happy. Obviously, winning the Champions League is always very complicated. Keeping another clean sheet, we make something like 11 in 14 games, which is remarkable from the boys. I think we started the game really well. I think we looked a real threat. Really dynamic, really playing forwards around, a lot of threats. Generally, to the goal, another two or three big chances, and we don't put them away in this competition. You have to be careful. The first arrival, David had to make an incredible save to deny the goal, which you need in this competition as well. And after that, we had moments of a lot of dominance, as you said, and some others that without control and dominating in a direct play, we got a little bit deeper. And every time they put balls in the box with the crosses, it's a team that is very, very dangerous. At the end again, missed two big chances, but at the end found a way with Bukayo to score a goal and breathe a little bit in the first few minutes because it's a team that ended the game really well. I think they won five already this season in the last few minutes, and we discussed that they were going to keep believing until the end, and they made it difficult until the end. Yeah, very lengthy response there from Mikel. But to summarise that, I would say the first half we was good. The second half, it reminded me of the Shakhtar Donetsk result in the Champions League this time last season, probably the beginning of the year, where we had 1-1-0. We ended up hanging on for that one. This one we somewhat hung on, didn't play well in the second half. A bit pedestrian, a bit probably complacent. I feel like we didn't put the goals away in the first half and it almost came back to bite us. Olympiacos did put a lot of balls into our box, looked dangerous from crosses. Grim belief as the game wore on. They're not used to losing, so for us to inflict their first defeat of the season, if I'm not wrong, is a good result. A 2-0 win. Most people would have probably predicted 2 or 3-0 is a good result. Another clean sheet, another 3 points on the board in the Champions League, and we move onwards and upwards towards more difficult challenges ahead. On Odegaard's performance, he's got all the license in the world to go forward, Martin, and to play with that freedom and to play with that level of threat, especially not only with the passes, but the way he was taking the ball, carrying the ball, making runs and arriving in really dangerous areas. I think he put 3 people through today to score a goal. He should have scored a goal as well. So great to have him back. He played some very good minutes in Newcastle to help us to win the game. And I think today he was phenomenal. Yes, it's interesting because the two players that have been much maligned in recent months, maybe last year or so, have been Martinelli and Martin Odegaard. And one of them got the opener for us, and the other got the Man of the Match award. Obviously, the aforementioned Martin Odegaard was exceptional today. The through balls he was putting in should have been converted.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
He's carried on his form from Sunday at Newcastle, where he was exceptional as well when he came off the bench. And today, he was back to his best, essentially. So, for me, I think he's played himself back into the starting 11 for Saturday at West Ham. So, it'll be interesting to see where Eze plays, if he plays. I'm sure he will. I'm probably going to say Eze will probably play on the left wing with Odegaard, Rice and Marino in midfield, and then obviously Gyökeres and Saka on the wings, which means Gabriel Martinelli will miss out. But he had the full 90 today, if I'm not wrong. But he played a substantial amount of football today anyway. Martinelli, that is. On the depth in our squad this season, yeah, with all respect, last season we were looking and we had 5 academy players that they're probably had never played professional football in the Champions League. So yeah, it makes a difference. Today we decided to change 6 players, I think it was, because I want everybody to be really involved and feel part of it. And it was great. And we had the feeling as well that physically we were dropping because we played a really intense match in Newcastle a few days ago. The ones that came in again, they lifted the level and they helped us to win the game. And that's great. Yeah, I mean, yesterday I'm pretty sure I mentioned that if I was to make changes, it would be the fullbacks. And unsurprisingly, Miles Lewis-Skelly and Ben White came in. Having said that, Ben White wasn't at his best today. The Olympiacos winger gave him problems. Daniel Podence, I think, formerly of Wolverhampton Wanderers, was looking really good. I mean, seeing him up close and personal, he is short. I mean, bordering on the dwarfism, no offence. But, yeah, because I had a good seat right at the centre circle today, right in the midfield level. So I saw the players up close and personal. Another thing I would like to note is how big and strong Miles Lewis-Skelly is. He's in great physical shape for someone that's just turned 19. But, yeah, it's good to give some players some minutes, obviously. Martinelli came in, Odegaard came in from the start. Marino started the game, Rice was given a rest. So, good squad rotation. Obviously, Gyökeres played the full match. But, on Saturday, I expect to see Timber come in, Calafiori possibly come in, Eze come in, Rice come in, Saka come in. So, top players ready to come in and win that game on Saturday. On Gabriel's fitness after coming off, yeah, I think he's going to be okay. He felt something. I think it was a kick. I'm not sure. In the first half, and he was a little bit uncomfortable. And towards the second half, he was there. He should carry on, but we decided not to take any risks because he's played a lot of games. He's coming from a long-term injury.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
...as well, and we need to look after him. Yeah, Gabriel Magalhães was... he went down today with an injury, but it was taken off as a precaution. And obviously the evergreen, ever so fantastic young defender in Christian Mosquera came in and was an able, more than able deputy. Didn't put a foot wrong. Another clean sheet alongside William Saliba, who signed a new contract earlier in the week. So, I mean, even if Gabriel was to not feature against West Ham, although I think he'll be all right, we've got an able replacement, Mosquera. On the history between Arsenal and Olympiakos, well, I don't know. There are stats, and hopefully we broke that one, which wasn't a very positive one. Credit to them. I think the atmosphere they created as well with the away fans, I think it was incredible. I talk about the manager. I know really well as a team that through their simplicity, they became really, really efficient at what they do. And we knew that, and they presented a very tough game as we expected. Yeah, I mean, it was a tricky game. Obviously, to be fair, I'll give Olympiakos credit for not just sitting back in a low block. They actually attacked us, grew in confidence, stayed in the game. They made Raya make a few top world-class saves in that game. They made at least two. But they gave us a really good game. They remained competitive, which was very interesting. But yeah, with regards to their away fans, yeah, they had a great camaraderie between them. They had some good chants. They created a good atmosphere there. It was really good to see the Greek fans. Especially, I've literally just come back from Greece a few months ago. So yeah, it's a country that I respect a lot. On Gyökeres chasing his next goal. Okay. This is going to be an interesting one. Right. So, Victor Gyökeres. What I sense is that he's doing better and better things every game. And today he was denied a few times on one of the blocks. And then he hit the post. But I think overall his performance was exceptional. Again, his work was really good. And yeah, we want him to be scoring goals. But if he doesn't do that, at least to do everything as he's doing for the team, because he's helping the team a lot. Yeah, I mentioned yesterday that Victor Gyökeres, you know, he probably needs a goal now. I make that 3-8, if I'm not wrong. So we come up against West Ham on Saturday. And I'm sure he's going to be itching to score his fourth goal for the football club. And that would be another home goal. So I think I want to see him score against West Ham. And I also want to see him score away from home as well. So the next opportunity to do that will be at Craven Cottage against Arsenal Light Fulham.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Whether the floodgates will open for Gyökeres once he scores again, I don't know, but hopefully yes, and hopefully it will be on Saturday. So yeah, that's just Arteta literally concurring with what I said. Hopefully he'll score on Saturday against West Ham. On Martin Odegaard's creative actions tonight, I think we have to play in our qualities, and we have a front three with that pace as well.
with those timings in the runs, and we have plays we can activate, and we have to do that 100%. He did it in Newcastle a few times in 15 minutes, and that's a game that I want for him. Well, when you say players with pace up front, certainly Martinelli has pace, and as does Victor Gyökeres to an extent. However, Trossard's more of a ball-to-feet, dribble-dribble type of guy. Didn't have the best of games today. His finishing was a bit off. His radar was a bit off. But obviously, for me, I think we're going to see a period where now Trossard will be on the bench and would have to now come on as an impact sub. I think Arteta's just used this game to kind of give him minutes, save the players that will actually play on Saturday in a game we need to win. And yeah, and also obviously to give everyone an opportunity to play because it's a strong squad. On Lewis Skelly's performance, very good. I think he played a really, really good game, every level defensively and attacking, and he looked really focused. He understood really well when to take chances, when to keep the game flowing, and very simple. And I'm pleased with what I've seen today. Yeah, I agree. Miles Lewis Skelly did put a foot wrong. Some good trademark runs, very robust, tough, sturdy, but with quality. So he mixes the good physical elements and attributes with technical quality, which is very rare in a player to have the physical, because usually a player is more on one side. They're more either more physical or more technical. However, he is a fantastic combination between the two. Played really well, some good runs. I like the way he draws fouls, protects the ball well, and knows when to release it, as Arteta did mention. On Odegaard's challenge of being a leader and a creator, I think that creativity part is his nature, so it doesn't bring any pressure to him because it's his best ability to generate things that not a lot of players can do. And he has that total freedom from my side to do and to explore and to tailor his content and to feel the moment and where he needs to generate those spaces. And I think he's certainly done that in the last two games. Well, one thing I would say is the fact that we've got other similarly creative players in and around him means he has...
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Has more space automatically. The same goes for Bukayo Saka, who actually scored his goal tonight from the left because he switched with Eze, which is something I haven't seen in years, Bukayo Saka on the left wing. Abreche Eze playing on the right was a bit of a strange one, but I'd like to see Arteta mix up the tactics a bit, something less predictable, and that was definitely Saka being on the left. As for Odegaard, so as I mentioned, because we've got so many good attacking players, you can't really double up on him, giving him more space. And the fact he's getting more space will allow him to do what he does best, which is kind of create, as the manager did allude to. On the importance of protecting players with rotation, yes, especially with Bukayo, because he comes from a long-term injury. He's played 45, 60, 70 minutes in a really short period. And today, it was more risky. So we decided to keep him. Gabby did really well, and I think on the right as well. And with Declan, because he had some incredible outputs 3 days ago. He's played so many games. He's going to have to play so many games as well. And it's great to have someone like Mikel come in and perform really well. And when we need a different profile, bring him in on the pitch. Well, I like the fact that he said he's going to have to play so many games. It's because he's expecting and anticipating to go far in the cups, because Declan will obviously feature in every league game pretty much. I think he's got the fitness to be able to play every game anyway. But I think it's a case of keeping him fresh, rotating the squad, just as Pep used to do. Pep would, in a certain Premier League game, you'll just see a top player on the bench. And you'll be like, rah. Like, you'll be perplexed, bemused, dumbfounded. So, just as we saw Saliba on the bench on Sunday, I think now and again you can have a Saliba, Gabriel or Rice or a Saka on the bench, as we had today, bring another top player in and still win the game. And we did. On facing his former coach, Jose Luis Mendilibar. Well, great to see him. So glad that he's doing so well. Very happy for him. And it's strange at the same moment because he was my coach. So when you have to play against your former coach, it's always something weird. I'm getting older, which I think is good. I learned a lot from him, from my time with him, and it was a good experience. Thank God we won the game, and I wish him all the best. Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, we inflicted Olympiakos's... I need to double-check whether it's their first defeat of the season. But they haven't lost in Greece anyway, so that's what one thing I know for a fact because I follow the Greek league. However, it was a good result to beat them. Tougher tests await. I think this Champions League campaign has a storyline in most of the games. So one of which was today where Olympiakos knocked us out of the Europa League a couple years ago when Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang missed that gilt-edged chance late on. Next up, we've got Atletico Madrid, who knocked us out of the Europa League in the semi-final, which was painful. Very painful. And then, obviously, you've got Inter Milan, who beat us last season with a penalty that was a harsh decision. In a game, we dominated anyway. And then, obviously... last but not least, the old foes, Bayern München. That's the one I'm really looking forward to.
One. DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Love.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.